So hi everyone. We're very excited about tonight's call as we have only heard amazing things from contractors in the network about our special guests this evening. They have worked with more than 40 different insurance companies and are regarded as one of the nation's top storm damage experts. I've always been impressed with the resources they provide and the passion they have for just making sure every contractor is armed with the very best. They care about the long-term relationship on a level we hardly see in the space. So if you're looking to get more from your insurance claims while saving time on the back and forth calls with adjusters, you'll definitely want to listen to the whole call tonight. Before we begin, I just want to mention that we are recording the main portion of this call for those that can't be here. However, the live Q&A session will be exclusive for those who are joining us tonight. Of course, we'll write down the questions asked so that you can reach out to their team directly for further discussion. The best way to get in contact with them is on their website at maxforclaims.com. That's maxforclaims.com. But let's go ahead and get right into it. I have Ray Land, Justin Land, and Clay Shiver with us. Why don't we go ahead and start with you, Ray? Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll pass it on to Clay and Justin next.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. I started as an insurance adjuster years ago, 15 years ago. Then I kind of went up the food chain and began to train large loss insurance adjusters and write training syllabuses. And so here I am today. So that's kind of my quick journey, way I came to be what I am today.
Awesome. And then how about you, Clay? I heard recently, just want to make sure it was true. Did you play in the NFL for the Dallas Cowboys?
I did. Yeah, it was it's kind of, life takes you on some kind of winding and twisting roads, but from the NFL, I spent about 5 years in the NFL, and most namely with the Cowboys. I was a starter with the Cowboys for a few years, Troy Aikman Center. And then from there, leaving there, I began to find myself working with pretty high level leaders, and then I began doing some executive coaching. Started a couple of businesses, and then needed to raise a family, so I began to teach and coach. I was coaching football at a small school, got to coach my sons, and did that for about 12 years, and then began doing some consulting. Started consulting with Max Four, and these guys said, "Hey, we want to bring you on full time." And I wanted to get back into executive coaching and leadership development, and that's what they a spot they needed filled. And man, it's been great. I couldn't work for a finer organization, and of course any organization is only as good as its leadership. And man, Ray and Justin have just been absolutely amazing, and I'm excited for what we're building. I'm excited about who we serve. And I grew up the son of a diesel mechanic, so serving contractors and roofers, it's very similar. It seems like to me, these guys, work for a living and they do real work. I got a brother who's a banker, and I joke with him, like, I can't figure out when you work, but contractors and roofers actually work, So anyway, it's been kind of a wild journey, but here I am, and I love it. I love what I do, and I love who I work with.
Awesome. All right, Justin, well, let's turn it over to you. Why don't we just start with who is Max for and how did you get started?
Sure. Well, first, Jonathan, thank you for having us on the call, man. We're excited to be here. We love commercial roofers. We love roofers and contractors in general. So when you ask us to be on the call, man, our pleasure. Again, thank you for having us. It's a joy, man. So who is Max Four? That's a great question. The simple term of it is we are a company. We started as a father-son owned company. That is out there to serve contractors as their storm damage expert. So Ray, of course, has an exhaustive experience as an independent adjuster. He began to work for several insurance companies along the way and rose up through the ranks. And through that, Jonathan, he decided, I really think I want to work for the contractor. That's where we want to land. I don't want to work for the insurance carrier. I want to make things a little more even for the contractor. And he started seeing ways that we can do that really effectively. And so he wanted to launch Max Four Claims Specialist. So in 2019, That's exactly what we did. So yeah, we're a family-owned company. We're based on the principles of just serving others and producing high-level results.
Awesome. And how would you say, I mean, just to get more exact about it, what do you guys do?
Yeah, great. Well, here's what we do, and I'll let Ray kind of chime in on this as well. But you've got insurance carriers, insurance companies, and then you've got the insured, which is the building owner, right? And he carries the policy. So he pays premiums every year in order to have coverage for storm damage, in order to have coverage on his building. Okay. Then you've got the contractor, who's the roofer, who is the expert on what it takes to get the roof repaired. And then you have us. And oftentimes, what happens is the carrier will speak, let's say they speak Russian, right? And so they have their own language, their own software, their own everything. It's their own thing. And we'll just call it Russian, while the rest of us speak English. And so if you have roofers that speak English and carriers that speak Russian, you really do need somebody in the middle who understands and speaks both. Ray and I have a builder's background. We used to build spec homes. We've both been contractors. We love the building industry. But Ray just happens to be an absolute professional and expert in our entire team when it comes to the insurance side. So we're trying to bridge the gap. We want to be that translator, the negotiator, all of the in between, and we walk our contractors step by step. We've actually developed a process that's exactly what it is, Jonathan. It is a step-by-step process developed to bring them better results and to take that burden of the supplementing off of their shoulders. Ray, what would you add to that question? What a great question.
Yeah, great question. And it's fun. I guess the only thing I could add, Justin and Jonathan, is that it's kind of fun to for us to be able to see some results, whether it's a $100,000 or several million dollars that we've added to an estimate. It's fun to see the contractor. They always seem to light up when we get to say, "Hey, you've been approved, and you've been approved for a lot of money. Here's what they've done."
Sure. And I would say, Jonathan, in our industry, we hear it all the time, from contractors. Hey, I don't do any insurance roofing. I don't do any storm damage stuff. It's too confusing. It's over my head. It's overwhelming. I don't understand it. And the fact is, we're losing out on a large market share out there that really needs to be carved out, which is storm damage. And if you have a local roofer who loves his community and loves his state, and he already serves that community, why shouldn't they be the professional through partnerships when it comes to storm damage experts? So that's what we love to do, man.
Makes sense. So you mentioned that you present yourselves as storm damage experts, and obviously you supplement, but not everyone defines supplements the same way. So maybe you can just kind of explain what you mean when talking about supplements.
Excellent, man. Great question. So we actually use the same definition that an insurance carrier uses. So if you gain anything today, get this supplement definition, because you hear a lot of things out on podcasts and roofer sites. Like, we get it, right? But we need to use the same definition that the insurance carrier is using, because they're the ones that are going to pay the checks, right? Once the negotiating is done, they're the ones that we need to build a great case for and convince them of the damage that's actually there. So here's what a supplement is, Jonathan. A supplement is a charge or charges that need to be added to a claim, or items omitted, overlooked, underpaid, or discovered after work begins. So that is the definition. We have guys call us all the time and go, "Hey, we just pulled this up and we realized there's a whole extra layer of such and such. Is that a supplement?" Absolutely, it is. Ray, share that one story. I remember the insurance company was only going to approve a certain amount because the ISO, right, was only so thick, and they said that's what the state required, but you had done some work. Share a little bit about that. I love that story.
Yeah, we had actually working with a major carrier, and the adjuster with that major carrier said, "Yeah, I've paid all I'm going to pay." And I said, "Well, we left off 4 inches of ISO. That is a code, and it is valid on this roof with their policy." They said, the carrier I was working with said, "Yeah, they had coverage." So I said, "Well, you've left that off." And he said, "Well, it's only 1 inch." I said, "No, sir, it's 5 inches. You left off 4 inches." And so the reason it was validated was because I had already talked to the city inspector. And so I got on letterhead, the city inspector saying, this is the 5-inch ISO required by us and the state. And so I sent that over to the carrier adjuster, and he immediately said, well, that just added another $106,000 to the supplement. So our contractor was excited, was happy about that. We were too. We were thrilled that they listened to us and abided by the code.
So that's a case in point, Jonathan, that without Ray's research, right, we would have never found that out. And as a matter of fact, that's on the claim dad where 2 months prior was when they actually made that code in effect for that specific city. So only 2 months prior. So the insurance carrier didn't even know, and the adjuster certainly didn't know. Right. And so it was up to us to identify those codes and do the research and to represent our contractor in the very best way possible. And it paid off. So.
Amazing. And so there are a lot of companies out there that do similar services as Max4, specifically in supplementing. And we hear from them all the time here at Choice Roof Contractors. So
Sure.
what makes you different?
Yeah, there are a lot of great companies out there that do similar to what we do, but there is no other Max4. We are special in what we do. But I'm going to let our Chief Culture Officer, Clay Shiver, talk about this one a little bit because that is what he does. So, Clay, and being the freshest eyes of the three of us, what makes Max4 different in what we do, man?
Well, the exciting thing is, at least for the role that I play, is that we get to coach them through the process. And so we specifically have gone in, and Justin has done an amazing job of creating, much like you would, I relate so much back to sports, but much like you would equip a player to go into a game or something like that. If you don't have the proper equipment or you don't have the tools you need, like a builder or a contractor or whatever, then you're going to be lacking once you get involved. And so we want to provide all that for them up front. So when they get in the game, they're fully equipped to ha and have everything they need to proceed. And so, and then we're a phone call away. I mean, rarely, can you make a phone call and get the CEO or the chief operations officer or the CCO in my case, and that we're going to pick up the phone. And if we can't, we're going to our policy is to try to get back to you in within 24 hours.
That's
And
right.
so that's the exciting thing, is that we can walk them through the process. So if you're brand new, if you've done it many times, then you need a lot less help generally, but you still will run across things that you're not familiar with. Every roof, every storm, tends to be different. So even the most seasoned guys, like, hey man, I've never seen this, or hey, this is what the is going on with the insurance or the building owner. And so having experienced teammates, and again, not just somebody that's coming alongside, like this is what we do as a business, but coming alongside you as a one of your teammates to help work through the process with you to make sure that you get the maximum amount for the claim for that building.
That's excellent, man. If I could just chime in, Clay is dead on. It's all about relationships for us. That's the main value we've built our company on, is relationships with our partners. We don't work for contractors, we work with contractors and we serve them well. So that's the major difference between us. And then, Ray, of course, can speak to expertise, but we don't have a single person who writes claims that haven't served as management level or senior file examiners for insurance companies. And most of our team have also been independent adjusters prior to doing what we do. So we have a very experienced team. We do not hire guys off the street, guys with certifications online. It's just not our MO. And so we want to be folks that are the best of the best when it comes to serving, But great question, Jonathan. Thank you.
Yeah, and we've heard that, and that's part of the reason why we chose to work with you versus those others that have, reached out. So, is there a certain type of contractor you work with that seems to get the best end results, with you guys at Max4?
Great question, Ray. Why don't you answer that one?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jonathan. And I guess to match you, the great answer would be it's all about culture to us. We want to make sure that contractor has the right culture. We might, just joke a little bit sometimes and say we're not a good fit, but we're pretty serious about that not being a good fit. So if that contractor just doesn't have the respect or doesn't care for their people, we usually can get that in one or two phone calls. And one thing we've really encouraged our specialists that work with us is that we want our contractor and the adjuster or insurance company to leave our conversations with their dignity intact.
That's
That's
right.
huge. That's huge. It's just like Justin kind of started this out. It is all about relationships. It's, the new definition for ROI with us is relationship over income.
That's right. Well said, Dad. And Jonathan, to echo some of that, we can tell really quickly. We say around here all the time, elite teams produce elite results. And again, if someone thinks that because they're paying us money on results that we found them, that they deserve a certain thing, or they've given us such a great privilege and all that, we whoa, 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 we're partners in this. Like we're your teammate. We're gonna win together, and so you've got to trust us as your storm damage expert the same way we trust you as a roofer, and then we're gonna come together and get better results. And if someone doesn't have that trust, if someone does, and we get it, trust takes time, but if someone doesn't have that trust or that respect, understanding the expertise we have and understanding our process, it's just not going to work, man. To your point, the non-ideal client, it would be someone who would talk to us roughly on the phone without barely knowing us. Not going to be a good fit, I can promise you. We get calls like that all the time, and that's fine. That may be the way they're wired. We get it. We're not going to work with you. We've just chosen to really respect and honor people the very best we can. And even on our bad days, we feel like you should leave with dignity attached, And so I hope that answers your question, man. But Ray's right, it's about culture for us.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. And just so everybody on the call knows, we will have a Q&A session in just a couple minutes. We
Great.
wanted to, just fully introduce the team. So start thinking about some questions, and we also received some, which we'll be asking later on. But as we go along here, just another basic question: why is supplementing important on insurance claims?
Yeah, Ray, you go into that one, buddy. You've seen plenty of results. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, the reason it's so important, it's invaluable, is because sometimes an adjuster or engineer, they just might have a bad day. They might have had a spousal fight. Who knows? But they probably have left some things off. And I can confidently share that our team, when we look at estimates, insurance estimates that our contractors send over to us, 90% of the time, those estimates are short. Written
That's
by
right.
the insurance adjusters and engineers. And that is really not fair to the insured, especially to the contractor that's going to be rebuilding. That's very unfair because let's face it, we're in business to make a profit. It's not a charitable situation usually when a contractor comes to us. They need help. And so it's a big deal for us to be able to return and turn those results, as Justin was saying.
Well said. And Jonathan, to Ray's point, we have a story we love to tell, and we usually call it from bakery to rooftop. And we had a client in the Carolinas that called us and said, "Hey, we've got, I believe it was a tractor supply store, something like that. And there's three buildings, and the claim's been started. The adjusters come out. They've left a lot off the table. Well, you guys have written something or are about to write something. Can you come out and be there with the adjuster as well and be represented with our team?" We said, "Sure." So we actually go out, we'll wear the company's hat. We were wearing the company's shirt as a part of their on-team presence. And we just kind of were quiet and walking around with the adjuster. And I'm curious to know why they left so much off. Ray had already immediately found out, man, they left about $300,000 to $350,000 off of this thing. That's a lot, and so I'm a why guy, so I was wondering why, like how did this happen? So as nicely as I could, I just was asking them, well, you know what, how long have you been doing this? And I come to find out that this was their very first commercial job ever. They had gotten their certification online only 6 months ago, and they had never built ever. And so I asked, well, what were you doing prior to this? If this is your first commercial job that the insurance company's trusting you to be on and be their eyes and ears. And again, Jonathan, they're telling the roofer, they're telling us what it should cost to repair a storm damaged roof. And this guy's never been on a roof in his life. This is his very first one. And it's a several hundred thousand dollar job. And we immediately know that fast he left at least 300,000 off of this claim that should be on there. Well, he was a bakery prep chef for the last 12 years of his life. Okay. So, yeah, your response is exactly what everyone says. Wow. And that's why we're in business, man. It's like you're going to your family practitioner because your knee hurts, right? And your practitioner says, wow, this is going to take surgery. It's going to cost you $50,000. I'll knock it out next week. Just sign the dotted line. And then I would say, hey, thank you so much, family practitioner. I appreciate the look at this, but I would like a second opinion by a knee specialist. Who do you know that is a knee specialist, right? And I want the best surgeon in the States. Who is that? And then I would go to him and I would get the same look at the same damage and find out what his opinion was too. And if they both line up, then I know, okay, I know my plan of action. If they don't both line up, I would want both sides to build a case that proves the right plan of action. And so that's what we want to bring to the table for our contractors.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to save my next question just to kind of open up the lines and things. So I'm going to read from newsletter questions first, and then anybody that wants to speak, just hit *6 after I ask the next two questions that we already have lined up. So first one, can you help someone that doesn't already have a building owner relationship or opportunity like already in hand?
Absolutely. So, what I would say is to know a little bit more about the process, the insurance process, and storm damage in general always helps the contractor before they get a relationship with someone who's had that storm damage. And I'll also tell you this, we do not charge if we don't find anything. So, a phone call to us, or hey, is there damage on this roof? Or another thing Ray loves to do, Clay is exceptional at this. If you're in an area and you think you may have hail or you're not quite sure, give us a call and we will tell you. We will look it up for you. We have multiple sites that we pay for that actually help identify storm events, hail and wind that are recognized by insurance carriers. And so if you kind of are thinking, I'd like to get a little bit more in the insurance or in the storm damage industry, it's out there. My customers need to know about it. How do I do that? Well, give us a call. Tell us what state you're in, how far you're willing to travel, what your target area is, and maybe we can serve you with that. That would probably be my first thought. Did I miss anything, Ray or Clay? Okay.
Well, we actually had one today that just this afternoon that came in that we were going back and forth, and it doesn't look like it's going to be something we're able to help him with, but as we talked him through it, and as he talked to the building owner, he needed to have something done with his roof anyway, and so
Yeah.
it's going to be ended up being a 45,000 square foot job for him. And I think he's going to get about $300,000 worth of work, retail work. And so we were able to walk him through the process. It didn't work out. We don't get paid. I had another situation where a guy said, "Hey, what's your fee for looking at this?" I said, "We don't have a fee. We want to partner with you in this." And it didn't look like we could help the guy out, but there was no money out of his pocket in
Yeah.
us working through that with him. And then he can move on to the next job, or play it out with the building owner. And then if we can help him on the next one, we want to make ourselves available. So that's where a lot of companies, they can say they have a core value, they can say the right things about coming alongside you, but if it's not built into their profit motive, which ours is, we don't do fee service, or that's rare in our case. We want to come alongside you and partner with you to make sure it's a great result for both of us.
That's fantastic, Clay. I'll chime in too, Jonathan. We have a whole resource page. We've poured money and time, a lot of it, into creating resources specifically designed for commercial roofers. I don't care if you've been doing commercial roofing for 2 days or you've been doing it for 22 years. The resources that we create are they are excellent tools to help you become better and to level up, guaranteed. Ray made a video recently because we had gotten probably, what, Dad, 50, 60 phone calls in the last few months saying, I know I need to get a letter of intent signed by my customers. I fully understand why that's necessary, but I don't know how to explain that to my owners. How do I explain that, Ray? Can you get on a three-way with us? And we're like, I don't know that we can get on a three-way phone call every customer, but what I know we can do is we can let Ray Land serve as that teammate, that partner with them, and it can serve in a way that it's generic enough but pointed enough that any roofing company out there that's within Choice Roof Contractors could use it. And so we did that, you know, and we did that because we saw the need, it was felt, and we knew we could accomplish that. So great question, Jonathan.
Awesome. Well, with that, I would really like to just open up the line. So if anybody has a question, just hit star six on your phone. That'll unmute yourself and then, just direct it to one of these fine gentlemen, and I'm sure they'll have an answer for you. Again, that's star six. And if we don't have any questions, I do have about five more here we can keep going through.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to the next one. How hard is it for a contractor to start doing insurance jobs if they never did them before? And my guess is there's more than one person wondering that.
Yeah, sure. Ray, why don't you take that one?
Well, I described it today to one of the contractors that called me. He said, I've never done insurance estimates for commercial roofing. How tough is it? I said, I'm going to try not to be foolish, but if you stood on the ground and you were picking ripe apples off of a tree, that's about how difficult it is. There's storm damage everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I'll get reports that'll say there's been a half a million homes damaged by hail last night. I'll get another report the next day. It'll say 325,000 homes were damaged by hail. This is all over the US. This goes on continually. There may be 50 or 100 hailstorms every night going on this time of year through, July, through June and July. So the work is everywhere. And we've got a proven process to help walk you from A to Z in the insurance side of things.
Awesome. And then will you guys help in person or just remotely?
Yeah, great question. If we have a contractor that's saying, hey, this one's over my head, I'm pretty sure there's damage there. Can you check it for me? Then usually we'll say, okay, and this is something we only offer to our commercial roofers. We love to come in and partner with these guys. And so normally, if you want to bring us out to look at a roof to inspect it with you and to find the damage, we had this on a 300,000 plus roof not too long ago. Contractor said, man, this one's over my head, but I'm pretty sure there's hail damage up here. Could you guys help me out? And we said, sure. And so we said, if you'll cover our travel to get us there, we'll cover our days out of the office. And so that's our way of partnering with this guy. We showed up on the roof with him. Again, we wore his hat, we wore his shirts, and we walked the roof and we did a full photo report. We did a full inspection and we found lots of hail and we documented it. And then we were able to take that and start to supplement from it. And so, yes, we offer that service to folks that want to do that. Ray and I started out doing some lead gen a couple years back too. And here's what we found. And when I say lead gen, I mean lead generation. We were on site in a town that Ray had pulled hail damage. For instance, we had a city. It had 2.5 inch hail, which means pretty much every roofing building in that town has hail damage, pretty much. And so there's work for the next 2, 3 years, right? And so Ray and I thought, well, what would it be like if it, how hard is this? Let's go and see if we can find some lead generation and see if anyone's even interested. And then Dad confirmed this with me here, but in a day and a half, how many full inspection photo reports and customer letters of intents were signed in a day and a half?
I don't remember on that particular thing. Was that like 11 to 17 or something? I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, on that one at 2.5, it was 9. And then we
Nine.
did another one 2 months later in a city. Again, just Ray and I and one of another roofer who said, "Yeah, sure, we'll try this thing with you." And we spent 2 days with him and we found 13 roofs that were hail damaged and ready to get claims, started with those.
Started.
So, Jonathan, they are everywhere. And we hear it all the time, guys go, "Ah, it's hard for me to find work. It's hard." And, "Oh, well, do you ever look into storm damage?" "No, I stay away from that stuff. I'm not very good at it. I don't understand it. It's overwhelming." It's like, oh, that's a large market share out there that if you want to be a great roofer and serve your clients well, we really do need to help them and assist that client in getting the best results for their roof.
Awesome. And by the way, if anybody wants to jump in, with a follow-up question on any of these things, just hit star six and just jump right in. Feel free to interrupt me here as I go to the next one. But do you provide any pictures that can be used for marketing, or maybe you mentioned that the resources, but maybe something to help explain things in a sales meeting?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, we do. I would say the first thing, if you get on that roof and you're looking at a roof and you find damage, take a picture of that with your phone. And when you come down off of that roof, it's a great way to explain that damage to that building owner. That's the very best proof you could ever offer them. We don't have a lot of that kind of pictures and stuff like that because frankly we don't want to fabricate anything. We want you using the actual pictures from that actual roof so that we can write with assurance and integrity, but as far as resources go, yeah, we have a number of those on our commercial site free of charge, no catch. Literally, you don't even have to sign, subscribe. You just can browse, but we designed that for our commercial guys specifically.
Great. And then I really like this question. And unfortunately, one of the guys that has been one of the original members, I mean, years and years and years ago, he couldn't be here, but he's been in the claim game for decades. And I just wanted to ask, even though he really wanted to be here, I'm sure there's others that are wondering, can you help someone that's been in the claim game for as long as Bill has?
It's fantastic. Ray, why don't you start on that one and then Clay and I may back clean up.
Always. We can always help. We've kind of been down the road and seen just about anything and everything. So a lot of times I know I deal with contractors, and Justin and all of us deal with contractors that are a little disgusted, disappointed, burnt out on dealing with the insurance companies. And that is just not the case with us. We're pretty excited when we wake up because we get to use the carrier's guidelines because we're so familiar with the 40 different carriers we've worked with. We use their guidelines. And just to be real blunt with you, we actually beat them at their own game. And I know, Clay, you'll appreciate this. It's Super Bowl. It's game on every time we're dealing with the carrier, the
Right.
insurance company, because we want to win. We're motivated to win because our contractor deserves to be paid properly.
Yeah, and I would say also, Jonathan, kind of as follow-up to this, we hear it all the time. We actually worked with a company. They had two partners. One partner was the supplement guy, since their origin, and the other guy was the salesman. And so the salesman said, "Hey, I don't have time to lead the team. You need to lead the team." And so the supplement guy was starting to lead the team and did all the finances. And he says, "I've been doing claims for 20 plus years and I get a pretty decent result. But my partner wants you guys to look at this stuff. Why don't you look at this stuff?" Well, we started to look at the supplements that he had put together and we realized a pretty pivotal flaw that immediately, from an insurance point of view, immediately we know that this guy was not up to snuff. We knew it. We can give this guy anything we want to give him as an insurance company, because although he's been doing this for 20 years, he's been doing a couple of small little steps wrong for 20 years. And yeah, he's gotten good results. That's fine, but he hasn't gotten great results. And so he's been carrying the burden of that. Also, Jonathan, point two is the industry is constantly changing. And unless you are a full-time supplement claims specialist, storm damage expert extraordinaire, and that's all you do, you're probably not going to keep up with how it ever changes because it is constant. I mean, it can literally be from 1 month to the other month. And so if you're riding on your experience from the last 10 years, and you're riding the same way for the last 10 years, you may not gain some of those tidbits that are really going to add massive percentages to your claims writing ability. And then the third point and final, and I'll shut up and move to the next question, but the third point is, again, elite teams produce elite results. So could you maybe win if you've been supplementing for years and years and years? Sure. But if your philosophy is not just to win, but to play at a championship level, we believe it takes the right partners to do that. And so it's going to be hard for somebody to be excellent at writing supplements and claims managing. I mean, you're talking, what, 12, 20, 400, 2,000 claims a year from one client. I mean, if you've got a business where you're doing even 5 claims a year, that is a lot of back and forth. We had one this last year that Ray had 39 back and forth phone calls with, interactions with. That's a lot to deal with when you're trying to sell and take care of your customers and complete a job. I mean, you're
Right.
stopping everything you're doing to catch that call from that adjuster immediately. I don't know many roofers that can do that and juggle success of building a company.
Justin, I would like to say that we actually added $7.5 million to that original estimate. So it was worth the 39 back and forths.
That's right. It was. Good point. Jonathan, that's a great question, man. What else can we help you with?
Well, before I get into some more meat and potatoes, I thought I probably should just ask a basic one in case, someone needs to go. Obviously, it's a little bit later on the East Coast here. So just real quick, what would it look like to get started with Max 4? And then we'll get into a couple more questions.
Perfect. Clay, that's you, buddy. What does somebody need to do?
Yeah, give us a call. And that's where we suggest first and foremost, and all the resources and actually exactly what you need to do. The website walks you through it, but don't hesitate to give us a call. So you can find everything you need on max4claims.com. And then you've got all our information there that you can get in touch with us. So that would be first steps. And that way, man, that takes it off the table. And we get calls from guys. You can be in your truck and call us. You can be on the roof and call us. And now with technology today, we can be on the roof with you. So you can be
That's
in
right.
any part of the country and give us a call and, literally make it a video call and, point the camera at the roof. And now we can get some idea and actually coach you through how to mark the roof up and kind of take the next steps. From the pictures and getting those pictures to us to letter of intent, all those steps that you would need to take. And but that's really, I think, where it starts is contacting us. If you want, kind of to the previous question, if you want to try to play every position on the field, man, you can try, but time out, I get guys, they almost want to apologize. I had one earlier this week that said, man, I don't know if I want to deal with it. I mean, I could deal with this, but I don't know. And like, why would you? Man, give us a call. That way you can focus on being great at what you're good at already. You become great at roofing, and we'll take that and maximize those claims. Last year, we averaged 92% increase for the claim. And so that's the kind of things that we want to do because we don't get paid unless we produce. And so we're excited to do that. We had hail in 7 states today. Okay, so this is happening, and as that storm moves through, guess what? That's gonna add between today and tomorrow. It's gonna, we'll be in the double digits before that storm, system comes through the U.S. But it was 7 just yesterday of 1 inch plus in 7 states yesterday. So that's the kind of stuff that is happening on a regular basis, and so. Give us a call as you're out there if you want to go hunting or if you run into something, that is the best place to start.
That's good. Also, to echo that, a lot of team leaders like to bring us in. Hey, we'll get you guys out here if you'll spend a training session with our team. We do that pretty often. We had a fella call us last year, brought us out, and he had 30 guys from his team there. It was phenomenal. It was so much fun. It maximized that 4 hours in a tremendous way. We still get phone calls from that day. Hey, I met you guys at so-and-so's. Thanks, you know. So we love that. We were just at a fellow's in Colorado in Montrose, and it was phenomenal. What a great team leader he is. He invited us to come out. We were a part of that day and shared with him some training and some encouraging success stories. It just changes the game. So yeah, that's another way. But Clay is the initial call on that. Give our office a call. It will go to Clay or me or Ray. One of the three of us will pick up that phone. So
Awesome. So here's a question that I've been saving from earlier. I just kind of want to get some audience questions first and what we got, from the newsletter. I always see you building ever since that I met you, and really that resources page that you all created is what really impressed me the most, because I know what it takes not just to have quality information, but to make it usable. So with that being said, most recently, I saw a video that you sent out to a contractor, and I'm sure more than one. But it allows them to explain to the building owner why they should sign a letter of intent. And I'll let you explain that better than I can. But while doing that, what's your long-term vision for Max4, say maybe in the next 5 to 10 years down the road?
wow, thank you for that question, Jonathan, and that compliment. We love serving contractors. I mean, that's our mission statement. Max4 exists to serve contractors as their storm damage expert. And so whatever it takes for us to get the resources that are going to help these guys win is what we will do. And that'll continue. And so that's going to be on our backs. That's going to be on our shoulders to carry that. And we're excited to carry that. So that's going to continue to happen. You know, the video, all that's on the resource page. If you just go to max4claims.com, scroll down just a little bit, and there's actually a section, a whole banner that says, hey, if you're a commercial roofer, check this out. You click that button, it goes right to max4claims.com/commercial. And we specifically built it for commercial building or commercial roofing owners. And it's resources really to explain, it's a couple things. One, to explain the insurance process and what it will look like for the roofer and the building owner, because that's very confusing for folks sometimes. It's just not for us. Okay. And so we wanted to show that really clearly. And then secondly, and this goes back to your question earlier, Jonathan, when you said, can you help somebody that doesn't necessarily have a storm damage roof right now? Yeah. And some of the ways is we want to equip these guys for when the storm damage does happen or when they get excited to go after it. We created a letter of intent. Again, we're not legal, so run this by your lawyer in your state. But what we wanted to do is create a letter of intent that commercial roofer guys can have their clients sign before they get started on the storm damage process. You know, we wanted them to say, hey, I commit to you to put you on the production schedule and to start digging into this with your insurance company alongside of you. And then secondly, you commit to me as the roofer that when we get these great results for you, and we will, that you're going to use us. You're not just going to keep the money and pay cousin Bobby to do the roof. You know, and if this doesn't work out, you can shred this letter of intent and we'll give you the best retail solutions for you. We have so many clients that say, man, I've never done that, but I've been burnt so many times. Give me that letter of intent. Right. And so it's just from ongoing, constant conversations that we have with our contractors and then this passion to serve them that we're going to create these resources. So that's what I would say to that, Jonathan. In the next 5, 6 years, what I hope that we become is I want us to become the trusted voice for storm damage. Just totally, you know, wherever you're at in your career, wherever your company is, people go, oh, could you handle multimillions? Like, listen, you're not going to outscale us. It won't happen. We can handle what you send us. We have a team built and designed for that. So we are ready to win the game for you. And so that's what I would say, man, is we want to become the trusted voice for all storm damage. We understand the insurance process at a high degree, and we just want to make it simple for people and bridge the gap. We want to honor the insurance carriers as we do that. And we want to make sure that dignity is all throughout the process so that the best result just gets proven. Now, we're not making stuff up here. This isn't a philosophy of right for everything in the kitchen sink, man. We are taking our builder expertise and our insurance perspective, and we're combining them together to build great results for our partners. Ray,
Awesome.
did I miss anything? I don't want to leave Ray out, man. He's got the voice for this 5 to 10 years thing, man. What else would you say, Dad, when it comes to where do you want to see Max for in 5 years?
You know, you're right on target, Justin. I thought maybe I was just a pretty face. I'm glad you allowed me to say something. But you know, we do want to be that voice for the contractor because it's not fair. And I felt like that when I worked for insurance companies. It just wasn't fair to the contractor. Everybody's given a bad rap and looked at as crooks. And I never thought that was fair ever. Take someone at face value, begin to work with them and learn their true value that way. And so that's, you know, you're on target, Justin. We love maintaining dignity throughout this whole process, because a lot of times as contractors or as insurance companies, man, I've heard them cuss each other. I've heard all kind of things, and it's like, man, it doesn't have to go there. Just maintain that dignity. We're professionals. Let's make it happen. And we're fortunate enough that we get to see thousands and thousands of these things approved in 1 year's time every year. So we're blessed.
I would say this too, Jonathan. So Max4 has two divisions. You know, we have our residential division, and we serve residential contractors through their CRM and through our expertise. We have a whole team designed for that, with that's their expertise. We also serve, you know, guys with commercial, absolutely. And then we serve them when it comes to the business consulting side of things, just getting a strategy for supplements and claims management and how to best do that with your team. We love to do that as well. But here's the thing, man, I would say in 5 years, in 5 minutes, if nobody catches anything from this call other than the fact of this, man, the biggest thing that we want people to take away is this mind shift of stepping one step closer to the way insurance companies view these types of things, right? How they view claims. And here's why: the burden of proof is always on the contractor, always. And we forget that as contractors. We think, oh, it's the damage is there. That should be paid for. Those jerks, I can't believe they don't pay for all this. Whoa. It's not their job to prove that. Okay. It's their job to cover the damage, to indemnify, to take their client back before the storm happened. That's their job. Our job as excellent contractors is to build a team around us that understands that the burden of proof is always on us. And so that's kind of our philosophy, Jonathan, is we want contractors to understand the burden of proof is always on them.
Makes sense.
And don't accept, right? Just don't accept it. Like, if you get an insurance estimate, don't say, oh yeah, I can build that roof for that amount of money. That's fine. I'll do okay. I'll just cheapen my labor. I can do it just fine. Don't accept that. It's like saying, sign me up for a knee surgery. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's just get a second opinion, right? And that's our goal, Jonathan, is we want to be there as that trusted voice for guys to get that second opinion.
Amazing. Well, if there's any other, takeaways, definitely feel free to share. But I think maybe we could just wrap this up with any other success stories you may have. We've heard quite a few tonight. And then how you would like people to reach out. I know that's been mentioned before, but sometimes you're driving and it's not as convenient as maybe right now. Just hear that one more time.
Yeah, I mean, Ray and Clay, if you guys, why don't you guys chime in on Jonathan's question there? And then I'd love to share two or three success stories very quickly that we're thrilled about, because success stories to us aren't, they're not just money. It's normally family-owned businesses that thrive greater because of the addition. And that's what gets us fired up. So Ray and Clay, chime in. What is it that we're excited about? And then I'd love to share two or three example success stories.
Go ahead, Clay.
Well, the results, I think, that's why we're in the business, to bring contractor results. But let me just, as a culture guy, let me just kind of share, I guess, a little bit of my heart with this and what we're beginning to see, because in the last couple of weeks, I've probably been on half a dozen phone calls with guys where I'm following up. Not just about their contracting business, but even with what's going on with their families. And
That's right.
even today, over coffee with a contractor here in Florida, something came up about his family. And so that's kind of the The residual of what's happening out of our culture. I grew up in a family-owned business. I'm now working in a family-owned business, and most of these teams that we work with are family-owned businesses, as Justin said. So guess what's going to come up? Some family issues. Well,
That's right.
the exciting thing is that we all need help in some of those areas of being a father, a husband, hopefully a community leader at some level. Now or later in life, wherever we fall in that. But that's the exciting thing of what I believe that we're building is that it is truly beyond the income, and it's a culture built on relationships where we can care more about the roofer than we do the actual roof, and
That's right.
hopefully that frees them up. If things can change in even some of those areas, man, it frees you up from the neck up that, man. You can do a better job, and you can be more excited about what you're doing in the process. So I guess that's what comes to mind. So yeah, and that man, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, Ray.
For most of us, I talked to a guy on the plane the other night coming from Denver, and I asked this guy about his dream. He said, I used to dream about what I wanted to do, but he said, now I feel like I'm just in a deep, dark hole. And I think of most contractors, maybe we get caught up in not having that dream. It's burnout or it's covered up in trash, whatever. And I want to encourage you guys, I want to encourage you to dream. Because us helping you, coming alongside of you, maybe we have an opportunity to help you reach a dream. We talk about it being relational, what we do. It's totally relational. One of our dreams is we're helping a friend of ours, LJ, in Africa, in Kenya. And that's one of our Max Four's dreams. Maybe you have a huge dream and you think, man, that thing can come alive if I have another income center. Well, maybe insurance is your new income center. Think about that. Get that dream back. Let us help you get there.
Phenomenal. That's so good, Dad. Just a snippet of that and why we do that and why we believe in that. We actually host a retreat, each year. It's in March, and it's called UYL Retreat, Unleash Your Leadership Retreat. And it's for marketplace leaders all over the world, man. We bring them in. We just spent, 2.5 days with 60 men. I think we had 24 different careers represented, and we had a blast, man. We let our hair down, don't laugh, but we let our hair down, right? And we just had fun together, and we had adventure together, and we learned a lot, man. And we had three world-class communicators there. It was so much fun. And I think we lose that. And I had so many men tell us after that, man, I didn't even know I needed that, but that was the richest thing I did all year. I actually had one guy. One marketplace leader's wife texts me and say, I got your number from my husband. I just need you to know the impact that this weekend has made. It's changed his life. He came home different. And
Wow.
so that's what we're about, man, is again, this relationship thing when it comes to results. That's the exciting part. But Jonathan, we've loved the questions. Are you good if I share a couple of quick stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. So here's the power of partnership, right? So I'll share one here. I kind of got them scribbled here in front of me. So a roofer called us out to his office and asked for help with a claim. The insurance had already approved $33,000. Okay, Max Four coached this guy on what photos he needed to take and why to take them, and then we went ahead and wrote the supplement and negotiated, and 5 weeks later, which is really quick for a commercial claim, but 5 weeks later, the final approval went from $33,000 to $82,601, which is an additional $49,256. That's 147% increase, right? So great, right? Less work for the guy than he was going to do. He gained a partner and he made way more money. So when guys go, oh, I'd love to raise my profit margin from X to X plus five or whatever, we go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Consider maybe it looking a little different. Consider looking at something like this and see what happens, right? Here's another example. This was a lot of fun. Maxfor was called by a roofer. He had wind damage. Okay, so wind damage claim, the estimate, the insurance company had already said we will approve $38,000. The roofer called us, heard that we were great at our jobs. He had heard it from a friend, and he flew us in. We did the inspection. We did the supplement. We actually came back out for a re-inspection. And then through the negotiating and through the process, this final approval actually landed at $874,500. And remember, it was approved for 38,000 bucks is what they were going to approve only. Okay. Maxfor got involved and it finished at $874,500, which is an additional 836,500 bucks. That is a 2,300% increase on that one job. So that's exciting, right? Here's another job. I won't share it with you. Additional 194,842 bucks. That is an 11% increase to the original claim. But here's the last one I'll share, man. A friend of ours in Georgia called us and said, "Hey, this one's a little over my head, but I know there's hail here. Can you guys help me build a good case for it and write it with integrity and take me to the ends from start to finish? Will you help me?" We said, "Absolutely, man." The roofer flew us out. You know, we wore his hat. We wear his shirts. We walked through. We did an inspection. We wrote the supplement. We actually attended three different re-inspections. And this was great, man. On one of the reinspections, his truck broke down. So we literally were there wearing his gear without the owner of the company. We were there representing his company. It was awesome. And we did all the negotiation 100%. 5 months later, okay, this claim went from an approval of $826,000. The final approval was $8.5 million. So we added an additional $7.7 million. That is a 935% increase. Okay, so those are the kind of things that get us excited, Jonathan. Just a couple of success stories, but I'll end there. These are not one-offs. These are literally every week. Every week, you know, these kinds of increases and final approvals happen for us. That's just the benefits of partnership, man.
So cool. Well, obviously, we only want to have the best on our calls. So glad you all could make it, especially, all three core team leaders here. But yeah, with us going a whole hour, I think we should probably wrap this up, but they can always reach out for more questions and learn more about your approach and how you can help them with their unique situations. So with that, if you want to drop your website and maybe a phone number, we'll go ahead and end the call and have a great night.
Sure. Website is max4claims.com. Just the word max, M-A-X, the number 4claims.com. You'll see our phone number and you'll see our email on that website. Just head to the website, go there. Phone number and email is right there. It will come directly to Ray, Clay, or me. But we'd love to hear from you guys. And if there's anything we could do, again, there's no charge for a call. So give us a shout.